Good morning. Our question today is, when we're saying the Birkas HaNer, there is a minhag to look at the fingernail. So our question is, what are the reasons for this minhag? We'll go through the reasons of Mirtzah Hashem today. We'll see five of them, and then we will follow up today with a discussion of how do we paskin in the poskim as it relates to looking at the fingernail. So we're going to go through five different reasons. The first is brought by Rav Natrunai Gaon, one of the great Gaonim, and he says as follows, Shistaklu b'kapos hayadayim, when we look, and he initially talks about when we look at the palms of our hands, obitzipor naim, or when we look at the fingernails on our fingers, or that is in order for us to have hana, actual benefit from the light of the candle. And as we've discussed in the past, our Mishnah and Bracha says that we don't say the Bracha until we have hana, unless we can have hana. So that is what we're doing. We're saying the Bracha Borei Marei Aish, and immediately thereafter we are having hana, a benefit from the light. The Rosh says as follows, the Harosh Shiyachol Lehenos Mimena, we are showing here that we actually have hana from this candle. It's showing that it is strong enough. Indeed, the light, the flame from this from the candle is strong enough that we can distinguish. And this was the standard, one of the standards that was brought in the Gemara. It has to be strong enough that we can distinguish between two different coins. So as a proxy for that, we are looking to see if we can distinguish between the fingernail, the substance of the fingernail, and the flesh of the finger that is right next to it. So that's just like checking if we can distinguish between two different coins. We're also seeing, can we see a difference between the fingernail and the finger, the skin of the finger itself. So that is reason number one, and that's the simplest reason that we're saying, showing ourselves that we actually are close enough and actually having real benefit, hana'a, from the flame of the candle. Number two is brought by the Tshuvas Harif. He says that what we do is on Motzei Shabbos, we want to look at the tzipor naim, the fingernails, because this fingernails has a special quality to it. It is something, shendavar gidul, it is something that is constantly growing. And we want to say a bracha on something that is constantly growing right at the beginning of the week. And I think the concept here is looking at the fingernails representing constant growth. So too, we should this week, starting from the beginning, have constant growth, constant aliyahs going forward. So that is the second reason that's brought by the Rif. The third one is brought by the Sefer HaKalbo. They're going to get a little bit more agadic and Kabbalistic as we go through. So Kolbo brings that there's an Agada that says that when the fire was created on Motzei Shabbos, the fire came from between the fingernails of Adam Harishon. Accordingly, to represent that, remembering the original creation of fire coming from the fingernails of Adam Arishon, we are knowing to look at the fingernails with the light of the candle. So that is the Kolbo. We have a fourth reason. Sefer Tamei Amin Hagim says as follows, why do we look at the fingernails on Motzei Shabbos? Because on Motzei Shabbos, there are different ruchos, there are different spirits that are going around in the world and they're trying to take control of us. We look at the fingernails in order to weaken their koach, to weaken the koach of those evil spirits. And accordingly, we won't be damaged that entire week. That is number four. And number five, the Pirkei de Rebbe Eliezer says that when we have Adam Arishon, who did not have clothing, but what he did have was a protection of nails on his skin. So his skin wasn't the soft skin that we had. It was much tougher. His orshel tziporn, it was skin made of fingernail-like material. And in addition, not only did he have that protection, but he had an anan kavod. He had a cloud of kavod, of honor, that was covering him as well. However, once he ate from the forbidden fruit, Nipshat, or he lost both of them, the protective cover that he had with the fingernails. It wasn't fingernails, the body nails that were covering his whole skin. That went away. The Anan Kavod also went away. And now that's when he saw himself that he was not covered at all. He was naked. And accordingly, Mihigira, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, who told you that you are naked? So that is what is going on. We're remembering that covering of the skin that was lost by Adam Arishon right here on Motzei Shabbos by looking at the fingernails. So there we have five different views of why do we look at the fingernails. And Emir Tzachem, we will continue this topic with the halachas brought in the postgame as to actually how do we look, which fingernails, which hand, etc., etc. Have a wonderful day.